KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with a room full of talented people. And I'm not bragging because you can be in the room with these talented people tonight as Billy Harvey and his band are playing at the Townsend this evening. He has a new album called The Arsonist. You may know him from over the years playing with Bob Schneider's Lonely Land, Patty Griffin, Courtyard Hounds, producing folks like Charlie Mars and Slade Cleaves. But it's all about Billy right now on KUTX. Please welcome Billy Harvey.
I don't need to be a cool boy. Too cool for school, boy. I have a hard time breaking rules, boy. But I can play the guitar just like a mother. Oops, I like a kick drum. Don't chew tobacco, I like bubble gum. If you like bubbles, I can blow you one. Come over here, you can get some. I like a backbeat, and if I'm cool, I sure as hell ain't street, but I might be the one you wanna meet. Cause I can play the guitar just like a mother. Oops. Less and less of it up there, so I try not to compare myself to all the other mother. Oops, be my cool girl, but not my too cool for school girl. We got enough of those in this cruel world, and I don't give an oops about those mother. Oops. I'm not a cool boy, by the golden rule, boy. If you are you, I'll be your boy toy. And I can play the guitar just like a motherfucking right.
You don't get a fade when a band is playing live very often. That was fantastic. Billy Harvey. That was cool. In fact, that was Cool Boy from Billy Harvey's new album, The Arsonist. He is playing at the Townsend tonight, 8 o'clock. You still got time to join he and the band down there. The Townsend is right across the street from the Paramount Theater on Congress Avenue. Welcome back, Billy Harvey.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jody.
It's a pleasure. I was thinking in my brain, which, you know, it's a little clouded, of when I first met you and heard your music, and I was thinking it was with Bob Schneider's Lonely Land. What were the years that you were living here and playing with Bob a lot?
The years, I moved here in 96. I didn't know Bob. I had seen him play, but I met him maybe around 2000 and probably started playing with him around then.
Where's home for you now?
I live in Nashville.
Were you in L.A. or New York for a while, or is it?
Yeah, it's been a hard bunch of years. I mean, moving's hard on an adult. I moved to L.A., and I met my fiance, and while I was living there, she lived in New York. I moved to New York. We had a kid. New York's impossible. I went to Nashville to do a record, and I don't know. I felt the little bell ring. I looked around. It wasn't really for the music, but I was just like, this reminds me of Austin. There's a quality of life, and so we moved there, and now we have a yard.
And you're a little closer to us, so you can come visit more often.
I come here all the time. I can't get enough of being here.
And in fact, Billy's not only playing the Townsend tonight. You'll find him New Year's Eve at the Paramount, opening for Bob Schneider. The new album is called The Arsonist. Last time you were in this room, you had a record about 4 years ago called Dear Danger.
Yeah.
There was another one after that, Elephants in the Room. The Arsonist, you know, that's a strong title, and it's the song that opens the album. And I was thinking, I know you made the record before the fires. Where were you coming from with calling a record The Arsonist?
I mean, basically just like self-destructive tendencies, a mean inner voice, feeling locked up inside yourself. It's a real happy song.
As David Byrne said, burning down the house.
Yeah, I burnt down that house, and now I have a new one that's hopefully has a bigger bathtub and a screened-in porch.
And a backyard. As I mentioned, Billy Harvey tonight at the Townsend, and you made this record with our friend, and I say our because I'm including everyone in the room, George Reef, the bassist,
yes,
who passed away more than a year ago. So you even said to me in an email, to call it a labor of love is an understatement.
Yeah.
So did you and George have the basic tracks and then you added a bunch of other musicians to them? How did it play out?
When he was rallying and feeling better, he expressed to me that he wanted to be making music, and as I'm sure he did to his friends here today and in this town. I said, of course. I mean, any opportunity to work with him is great. So I booked a session, and I had some songs lying around that were these, thankfully. I didn't plan on these songs being the songs. So I booked a couple days one time while I was here, and we cut it all kind of live. Yeah, I finished it in my kitchen in Nashville.
Well, it's a great testament to our friend, our late friend, George Reef, and it's a great album called The Arsonist that Billy Harvey has. In getting ready to chat with you, I went to your website. I've never seen a website like that, and that's a positive thing. Very creative. Is that your doing or your vision, or how did that happen?
You know, it's a flash website. You know, that came out in 2005, I think. A guy named Jordan Stone made it. He has a company called SoFake, and he's a genius. And him and his partner, they were at the top of the website building game using Flash at that time. They have like a book of like the history of the website, and my website's in it because of them. I had a concept, but I just said, hey, it'd be cool if I could be walking around my house. He did that.
It was fun, and it's of a piece with your music. And so I recommend everyone visit billyharvey.com. Or maybe check out Billy's book of poetry, or I don't know, you've done a lot of film work. There's so many ways to go. The thing to do is rock, which you just did on that song, Cool Boy. I want to introduce this band that's standing here with you, most of whom will be playing with you in a little while at the Townsend.
Definitely.
Einar Peterson on bass, guitar, and vocals. Good to have you here, sir. Scrappy Judd Newcomb on guitar, who I think we're just going to get him his own couch in this room because he spends so much time here. He should just be at home because we're at home having him. The great Michael Ramos on keyboards today, playing, I think, some sort of synthesizer on that first song.
Yep. A Waldorf? Is it a Waldorf? A
lot of nice sounds in that first song. Your acoustic guitar that you played lead on, and that was nice and fuzzy and rich. And Rafael Bernardo Gayol on the drums, a good friend who I haven't seen in a long time. I think last time I saw him, he was on stage with a guy named Leonard Cohen. So a room full of great players. I think almost all of them, except for Michael, are going to be at the gig tonight at the Townsend. The album is called The Arsonist. Billy Harvey is our guest, and we're going to do another song from the album. You want to set this up in any way, or should we just get into it?
Yeah, hopefully the song sets itself up as it plays. Yeah.
Darling, how long has it been? I wonder if I'm ever going to see you again. I miss my brother, I've lost some friends. The good times come till the party ends. I've been to places never thought I'd go. I've seen some things I wish I didn't so. If you wonder will you ever have a thing to show, don't say goodbye before you say hello. It feels like I've been in for years, hands tied, waking up to dreary days. One thing that I know, that I know, don't say goodbye before you say hello. Don't say goodbye before you say hello. The phone's not broke, but it misses your call. A picture crooked on the wall. And the sky won't let the raindrops fall. You ain't got nothing till you lose it all. I imagine you are off somewhere, rainbows landing on your head, a golden light beyond compare. With me, I will be never there. It feels like I've been in for years, hands tied, waking up to dreary days. One thing that I know, that I know. Don't say goodbye before you say hello. Don't say goodbye before you say hello. Get into that car. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, knew I'd take it too far. Now the dashboard light is my northern star, and I'm wishing I was where you are. Cause it feels like I've been in for years, hands tied, waking up to the dreary days. One thing that I know, that I know. Don't say goodbye before you say hello. Don't say goodbye before you say hello.
Billy Harvey, live on KUTX. Don't Say Goodbye is from the new album, The Arsonist. And at the top of the hour, at 8 o'clock, Billy and this band are going to be at the Townsend. That's on Congress Avenue across from the Paramount. You can also catch Billy Harvey New Year's Eve opening for Bob Schneider, his old musical compadre. Once again, I just want to point out this room full of amazing musicians. There's an old baseball cliche where they say, they make it look easy, but it's not that easy. Michael Ramos on keyboards, Einar Peterson on bass and backing vocals, Rafael Gayol on drums, Scrappy Judd Newcomb on guitar, and Billy Harvey on guitar and songs, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you can find out about online. So you're going to go home to Nashville before you come back for New Year's?
I'm going to go to Tucson for the holidays and then come back, yeah.
Well, safe travels.
Thank you.
Have a good time tonight at the Townsend, and hopefully we'll see you New Year's Eve with Bob Schneider.
Right on. Thank you, Jody.
Pleasure. Billy Harvey's here, and we're going to do another song. We're going to film it, and you can see them online at KUTX.org, the songs from today, because our multimedia crew is in the house. Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, Salvador Castro, and Gabriel Perez assisting. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Studio 1A mixed by Cliff Hargrove today. I'm Jody Denberg, and with his amazing band, you've been listening to Billy Harvey on KUTX.